making promises.
That's a good one.
This is Monk Allen speaking about making promises. I always speak about what you have most to learn, so that's a good subject I was thinking about. We start making promises actually already when we are very small. As small kids, we do a lot of things and say, yes, I want to do this. And then I remember that especially for my kids, when they were children, and Diego, he said he wanted to be a benzinaio. A benzinaio, that means one who gives out gasoline. And he had a garage and he played with it, and he thought that was the greatest fun to do. But he changed and he became a director of the bank. That's a good one to go. But making promises, I was thinking especially following up students who come to the University of Healing, and there are students who want to have their scholarship, and they say, oh, I promise you that I will pay every month $50, $100, $200, and as a down payment I pay so much. And then they take the course with great enthusiasm, and they're doing very well, but they forget what they have promised. They're finishing even their course and go to the next course, and they totally forget what they have promised. Now, we as the University of Healing would never remind them what they have said, but because they didn't really promise this to us, they promised this to themselves. Because every promise we do to ourselves. That starts with getting married. We said, I promise you to stay with you until you die. My gosh, I mean, I skipped that one too. I skipped that one too. So, how important is it really to keep promises? First to make them and then to keep them. And I would say we have a law of cause and effect which tells us we can always put a new cause in motion. We are allowed to put a new cause in motion. But the point is, how consistent am I, and how much I am really have that integrity to stay with the promise I have made to myself. I remember somebody who was in prison, and he said, oh, when I come out, I want to come to the campus and I want to dedicate my life to the campus. I want to be a printer. I want to be whatever they wanted to be. And the first thing when they came out, they forgot about it. They were distracted by their promise they so deeply gave to themselves. And whoops, they were soon in prison again. They were soon back again. And this happens all the time to us. We're dealing with people, if they're in prison or students, they said, there's nothing more important than following my spiritual path. There's nothing more. And when I come out of prison, I want to be a monk. I want to be a monk. And I want to pay everything back to the university, to the monastery you have given to me as love, as peace, whatever you have taught me. I want to give this all back by dedicating my time to the uni and do everything. Well, this is beautiful that these people who say this, they really mean it at the time they say it, because they have nothing else to go for. They think, when I'm going out, the only thing, my only path is to go to the monastery and finish what I've started. But how life is, we create ourselves the test to see how much we are really honest to ourselves, how much we are honest. We might have the test to suddenly fall in love with a woman or with a man, depending if we are in prison. And then we forget all about our promises we did. And this is just to see, to prove to ourselves how really we are sincere of on our spiritual path. Now the spiritual path we can walk and I can walk everywhere. But important is when I make a promise to or change it or to follow up. I made the promise that I would stay my entire life at the Absolute Monastery. Well, what does it mean, entire life, eternity? Eternity is in the now. So when I'm living my life here at the monastery, as a dedicated person, practicing these rules of self-discipline, self-determination, self-diligence, one-pointedness, and all this good stuff, as I'm practicing it, I'm keeping up my promise. But do I really practice this 100%? 100% is a lot. It's a lot. That means there's not one moment where I'm not thinking who I am. That means there's not one moment that I have any doubt about myself and about my creation. That I am consistent in my thinking, that I'm one-pointed in my thinking. That's being honest to myself, that's following up what I have promised. Now I can live as a monk or have my monastery out in the world, and it's like Anita just, who is now in New Zealand, one of our monks, she said, the world is my extended monastery. Well, if she really lives her life as beautiful as she has practiced it here in the monastery, bless her heart, why not being out in the world? Because all what it is about is being ourselves and having fun. If that is out in the world, if that is here at the monastery, it's a pure choice. But if I have made a choice and promised to myself that I want to walk this path, and my choice and my promise is the easiest for me is to stay at the monastery. I have everything I can create, everything I want here at the monastery. Because if that wouldn't be true, I would say I'm not a good creator. Or I do not even believe that I am the creator. We say we don't create, we reveal, because everything is already created. But I'm speaking now from the point of view, not creating, manifesting what I haven't yet experienced. So creating my world, if it's out in the world or if it's here in the monastery, I am in charge. And I can make any promise I want, any. Important is that I stick with my promise or I change my promise. And I said, all right, this is not what I choose anymore. I go this way. And I am the one who pays the consequences. I am the one who lives my life lives my life harmoniously or inharmoniously. It's all depending on my attitude, how I feel, what I have promised to myself. And that's the only person I promise something to myself. So making promises, I think I need to be careful whatever I want to promise. To promise to not make promises. That's probably the best promise I can make myself. Well, let's think about making promises and keeping promises. And so it is. I love you.